This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It's a fact. And you know it's true. This is a short segment, long segment. Coming up, Bruce Fine's our guest, former foreign affairs advisor to Ron Paul presidential campaign, former counsel, lead counsel of the Federal Communications Commission, helping to create talk radio by getting rid of that regulation. As you pointed out at breakfast the other day, that was all just the interpretation of it. It wasn't even there. It was always just a bluff.
The Fairness Doctrine, Alex, originated by a Democratic-controlled Federal Communications Commission in the late 1940s. It wasn't a statutory requirement. But over the years, by the time I became general counsel, it was accepted or wrongly that, well, it was a mandate by Congress. And I said, no. Congress has never ratified it. It acknowledged it existed. And that is what caused me then to initiate the process that led to the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine. But it shows how expectations can crystallize wrongly into convictions because it happens to favor certain kinds of people. And that's a reason why you need to get your own people in place who will take second and third looks at this. Is this really required? My view is if you probably went to other agencies, there are probably dozens similar to the Fairness Doctrine that are lying around under the misapprehension that they're required by Congress.
Well, here's what we know. Biggest government the world's ever seen, keeps growing and growing and growing like a cancer, has declared the people the enemy. It's so arrogant. We've got to start cutting agencies. What would you do there if you were Trump?
Well, one of the things that especially fits into the current controversies, I don't see any reason why we even need a CIA. You know, Central Intelligence Agency can be abolished. It was created in 1947. It makes mistakes all the time. Its first covert action was to interfere with a foreign election in Italy, of all places, like where the Italy went otherwise. It's not, you know, it thought Gorbachev is going to fall after he couldn't possibly be a reformer. I don't see any reason. We just, you know, the public domain information is good enough for anybody with any really sense to project what's going to happen in the future. We need battlefield intelligence, but the military can do that. So that's one thing that could be useful. Then he ought to go down the agenda. We don't need an education department. We survived well and prospered without one for
200
years.
We do not need centralized education teaching us 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah, and moreover, and even believing that microaggressions or something is part of the educational process. But putting that aside, the education department can go. Commerce Department can go. Labor Department can go. The Department of Energy, except its nuclear weapons need to be transferred over to the military. All these agencies go. We're saving tens of billions of dollars. Really, and I think even more important, Alex, is failing to recognize what the standard ought to be for creating an agency, for creating a law. Every time you have a law, you're compromising the liberties of the American people by saying you can't do this anymore, we need more of your tax money. And we need to have a standard that says we don't create agencies, we don't enact laws unless it's very critical to protecting American people from domestic or external aggression.
Exactly. They're only there to serve the people and to the continuity of the overall sovereignty of the nation. They're not just there to tax and destroy and control people.
And build bridges to nowhere. I mean, that's simply wrong. And I come back. What it means to be an American is that you get to chart your own destiny. You get to decide what life you want. Other people don't get you until you do it. And it's the kind of spirit, it's a variation of Huey Long. Every man or woman's a king and queen, but no one wears a crown. That's what America's about. It's not about building legacies and building pyramids and monuments and this and that. It's the freedom and liberties of the American people to say, I lived a life that I was able to chart, and I decided in my way, I made my errors. Government, get out of the way, other than making sure that aggression doesn't destroy me.
We're going to go to break and come back. I want to ask you, Bruce Fine, getting at all the points you were making at breakfast the other morning, about just the way government works, the different things that are happening, the different angles, and just your message to Trump and the American people in general about how we can win this fight against the collectivist in this key chapter. And also want to ask you, where does it go if Trump fails? Because I look at the opposition, and they are just addled. They are very, very bizarre people.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Christopher Ruddy, the head of Newsmax, just had dinner, spent some time with the president. He's been a member of Mar-a-Lago over 20 years, President's Club. He's in the news saying he met with the president. He is so mad about the wiretaps because they told him to bring wiretap. Congress said nothing was found on the wiretaps. And the media goes, Trump's insane. There were no wiretaps. Thousands of news articles admitting the illegal wiretaps. Obama finds nothing. Trump says that's illegal. So they say there are no wiretaps. It shows the systemic deception. Even George W. Bush's former Attorney General says, no, there's wiretaps. They got CIA people, they got Congress saying, of course there's wiretaps. We reviewed them. So again, I look at the Democrats. I used to hate Republicans and Democrats, and I still do, but the Democrats themselves are just such liars. Bruce Fine, I mean, can you comment on that controversy and just where you see it going? Because it's so crazy to admit they're wiretapping, but then say they're not wiretapping.
Well, I worked on the Ed Snowden issue, and the fact is, to say that we don't intercept conversations and communications.
I forgot about that. How did you not work with Snowden?
I represented his father and was.
I forget all the great. I mean, you're such a big wig. You know so much stuff. Tell folks about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, the revelations are that the NSA, they intercept virtually everything. You know, they collect everything. They have so much information, they can't even sort through it. And they don't make exceptions. I mean, I spoke to somebody. They even intercept conversations that members of Congress have in their own offices. They intercept communications that judges have and lawyers have. It's indiscriminate. Vacuum cleans everything. And they never disputed that what Snowden revealed wasn't accurate. They just said, well, but he wasn't the one person who ought to disclose it. Well, if it's true, it's true. And remember, you know, about the denials here. It was March of 2015, I believe, when then the director of National Intelligence was asked under oath in an open Senate hearing whether the agency was collecting data on millions of Americans. James Clapper was his name.
He said no.
Yeah. And he said no, you know, because he's collecting data on hundreds of, in fact, every American citizen. He says no. And he was told in advance, I know, by Senator Ron Wyden that to expect the question. It wasn't an ambuscade. So
ambuscade was a mistake. So the same guy now says no wiretapping of Trump, even though they admit they have the communiques.
Yeah. I wouldn't believe anything the NSA said.
No, I get that, but why do they lie when they know they're going to get caught? It's like saying you're not wearing a blue jacket. Well, you are wearing one.
I can't get in their heads. It's a way to, I suppose, to distract attention, but I just keep coming back. I think, Alex, the American people, they deserve better than this. They deserve getting their country back. They deserve them being in the catbird seat.
Well, who
their
believes
destiny.
Trump is on the Russian control? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I keep coming back. The policies are the United States making the American people empowered. They control their life. They have fair opportunities. They shouldn't be taxed to support all these government boondoggles that are totally extraneous to what it means to be American and invincible self-defense. And I think that, you know, you're raising these issues, Alex, and they're good issues, but they're largely distractions from the larger issue of whether we're going to survive as a republic. We are about ready
to hit the Titanic.
Let's talk about hitting the Titanic,
the real numbers, the real facts. What would have happened if Hillary got in? That's a Titanic.
Yeah, it would have been Titanic. We'd probably already be at war with Russia and China. You know, our $20 trillion deficit would probably be at like 22 or 23 or 24.
And again, why would the elites want that? She admitted she wanted war. What the hell is that? But it'd be okay because she's a woman, though.
Well, and a Democrat. I mean, Obama did war. Obama came in and he ended with more.
So a Democrat blows the earth up, but still liberal.
Yeah, exactly. That wasn't something that they opposed. There was not a single person. I wrote so many articles saying Hillary is the war president, and this is ever since she's been in Washington, she's never opposed any war ever. You know, even though her specialty is, say, turning children into orphans and wives into widows, nobody ever said anything about it. One of her closest, you know,
I saw he died.
He died. Yeah, that's right. Sound like Julius Caesar.
I'm really good at killing people. Yeah.
And she, one of her soulmates was married. Madeleine Albright, who, when she's serving under Clinton, was asked, well, what do you think about the 500,000 Iraqi children who
didn't
price kill? Yeah, she says, well, it was worth it. She didn't shed a tear. I mean,
they get off on that.
Yeah. And no one says anything. 500 Iraqi children under five, they were guilty of what?
500,000.
Yeah. 500,000. So that's what I think that's what we had been in. And unfortunately, if Hillary in the White House, you wouldn't hear a peep out of the New York Times, Washington Post, silence.
Think about Albright and all them is they never got their hands dirty. We were covering Bilderberg in like 2008 when Obama and Hillary were inside of it in Chantilly, and the media member for a day couldn't find where they were at. We were there, media wouldn't cover it. She drove in a convertible, looked at like 100 of us protesting, freaked out, panicked, drove in and drove out, panicked, and that was in the newspaper, that she just saw 100 people standing there and got so scared. She loves 500,000 dead kids, brags about it, kind of gets sexually excited, you know, with Leslie Stahl talking about dead kids, because she's powerful now. It's like the Prince of Darkness. Richard Pearl has been reported on at cocktail parties. He'll walk up to good-looking women and goes, I kill a lot of people. And the women go, man, you're really creepy. Like, they don't get women aren't into that.
Yeah.
And it's just like these people. But Pearl couldn't find his way out of a wet paper bag, but he calls himself the Prince of Darkness?
Yeah.
So what do you want to comment on that?
Well, it's unfortunate, but I do think that women are so preoccupied with just saying, okay, we can be equal, they don't ask, well, what do you...
They think being equal is being a warmonger.
Yeah, that they can be equal in being war and killing people and wasting money. Well, I don't view that as being great. I don't view that as vindication.
And we hear this liberal thing, not bashing women, that women are going to stop war. In history, women are in charge of more wars.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know. If you look at history, you're exactly right, Alex, that... Catherine the Great was not renowned as a Catherine who was a peacemaker in Russia. Leaders often.
Queen Elizabeth, same deal.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth, the Spanish.
They always want to show the guys they're even more vicious than everybody.
Yeah, in some sense they have to prove themselves. You know, Cleopatra was there with Antony at the Battle of Actium.
Starting those wars.
So
writing checks they can't cash.
Yes, and we need to remember as well, in terms of knowing the Titanic, right now, Alex, we're carrying a $20 trillion national debt that is at about a 1% historically unusually low interest rate. If it went back to historical averages like 3.5% on government securities, we would spend the entire budget on paying interest. We'd have no money for anything else. That's just going back to historical averages.
Let's talk about the Titanic, the facts of numbers. Then what are the Democrats and Republicans still accelerating these budgets? What are they thinking?
They're just pushing the day of the reckoning off.
They're in denial.
They are in denial. And Alex, that's the way the Roman Empire fell.
So
it pushed off and off. So it took a while. Finally, Alaric the Great sacked Rome in 410. But it took a while. And everyone said, sleep, be merry. Tomorrow somebody else can die, but I won't be around, so I won't care. That is how irresponsible this is. And that's the only reason why you could have people with complacency burden posterity with $20 trillion in national debt and not bat an eye. George Washington said in his farewell address, it is totally irresponsible and reprehensible for us not to pay back every single dollar that we borrowed so that posterity doesn't have to pay for our luxuries and convenience. That was 227 years ago. Where's that voice? No one cares at all. Well, somebody else can pay it back.
Well, I don't overuse this. It's just that I've been watching press conferences with the Democrats, and I mean, there's something wrong. I've had strokes or something. But I guess they're just so shell-shocked by losing their power that they just act even more bizarre, like acting out like toddlers where they don't know. They think islands are floating. I mean, it's have you seen this?
No, I've not seen floating islands out there.
Yeah, like the Democrat from Atlanta thinks islands float. And you didn't see Pelosi thinks that Bush is still in office. And
yeah.
Maxine Waters thinks that he invaded
Korea.
I'm telling you, man, you watch these press conferences.
Well, I mean,
it's like watching a five-year-old pretend they're an astronaut or something.
Yeah,
you know?
But I do think, Alex, by giving them too much attention, you know, we overestimate, you know, I think their traction. I don't see them having any game plan to recover.
So you think MSM just puts out huge lies to just try to start a fight? Like they put out outrageous stuff just to get us in an argument to make themselves pertinent.
I think that's correct. Irrelevant. And don't buy into that. Just ignore it and move on with your policies. Why are you trying to suggest that they're more powerful than the end?
So you think it's true Trump responds too much to their attacks. He thinks he's beating them in those attacks. I mean, I think there's something to that, but I get also just ignoring them moving forward.
You can win the war and lose, I mean, win the battle and lose the war.
Appearing victory?
Yeah, because if he's not focused, I say, on real personnel, those energies should be searching for people to get in the government agencies. That'll turn things around. You know, he's still distracted in his attention. He's got to have a sense of priorities. Get out of the
world. Also, you think he's got his new immigration order. I mean, you think you should get that through law, not just an order.
Yeah, I think that the best way to do that procedurally, you know, if he wants it to stick, have it proposed as a bill. One of the primary functions of Congress is to pass immigration statutes. Indeed, in 2015, Congress did pass a statute that said, people who visited recently from Europe into Iraq and Syria, we need to have them come in and get vetted. We shouldn't have them visa-free. Congress enacted the statute, and the way in which you get things done and changed permanently, you pose the bill, the hearings, the American people can see, you present your evidence, this is why it needs to happen, say, Congress, you're accountable, and then the American people can see, they can phone in.
There's the key, we harp on Congress, but it's true. They give power to the presidency of the bureaucracy, just lazily passing the buck.
Yes, and then the bucket's hidden, so American people don't know why. It just comes out as an executive order. The American people need to be engaged. The reason why Watergate worked, because it was public, it was transparent. Now, when there's classified information, you can have executive session. Not everything needs to be public. But the presumption needs to be transparency, and then it's the American people's government. It should be in public, and they need to know, do I need to make a phone call? Do I need to write a letter? I like it. I don't like it. I would make these suggestions. The process itself is what makes us great.
Bruce Fine's our guest. We're going to be coming back with a final segment to see other key points you'd like to talk about concerning what's happening in D.C. But make no mistake, Donald Trump is a seismic earthquake to the globalist establishment. We'll be back.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
up after Bruce leaves us. Our story's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Video, Tent City Crisis, California. And that ties into troubled in Venice, L.A., enclave flooded with new wealth and homeless. Studio City residents furious over putrid-smelling sinkholes. Le Pen could win France, warns Hollande. He tells Obama his main job is to defeat that. That's just some of the news that's up on DrudgeReport.com. TSA warns. You know, I saw this last week and I hoped it wasn't the case. TSA warns local police about new airport pat-down. Legalized groping. They're actually going to squeeze your genitals, even if you go through the body scanner. But we got to let the Muslims in. It's supposedly the cause of it. What a joke. You want to comment on that, Bruce? Fine. And then let's get into your other messages to Trump. You had some more to say.
Well, I think it shows the basic de facto elimination of the Fourth Amendment, like other amendments to the Constitution. It's really quite disturbing. You know, we have Nancy
Pelosi. Next, it'll be a proctology exam.
Well, not only
cavity search,
but if you can white out the Fourth Amendment, how about the Second Amendment? How about the First Amendment? Where do you stop?
Private property, everything.
Yeah, if you white out the treaty clause and you white out,
you're just getting rid of America.
Yeah, exactly. You just get rid of it.
Because America was just more dirt, but it was about certain rules for the people.
Yeah, about standards, about the fact that we need to limit government. We need to put government in chains.
Well, how about you don't bring in radical Islam people who are 99% of the terror, and then I don't have to get my genitals grabbed?
Yeah, and moreover, how about not fighting the wars that are turning countries into wilderness so people are leaving? Yeah, if you bomb people, they don't have any houses to live in anymore. And that's, they say, that's what Ron Paul said. If you can march them in, you can march them out. But going to the larger point, I think even with regard to the immigration order that was new and issued today, I wonder who the White House might have suggested. Hey, Mr. President, how about making this a piece of legislation like it's supposed to be done for 200 years? Not everything by executive order. You propose it to Congress.
Then it puts the onus on them.
The onus is on them. And then you can have the hearings. They vote for it. It says, you're the one. I proposed it. You're the one who decides. You take accountability if it works or doesn't work. And the American people get along. We've so accustomed
to the idea. And then it's transparent. And then the media can't lie about what his order really does.
Yeah, right. And then the pros and cons are there, and people can make up their own.
Well, I think, you know, when Congress tries to block him on Obamacare and stuff, he should force it to put it on them in their reelection. I get him signing an executive order telling the IRS don't take the $5,000. Then they say, okay, we won't, maybe we will. You know, he's trying, but we see this executive power is now even being bucked by the bureaucracy. So it's even worse than the out-of-control power of the president.
Well, but that's where you create it. It's like the Sorcerer's Apprentice, right? You create a limitless executive branch, then it's out of your control as well. And that's why we need to go back to procedural regularity.
And we need laws, not sorcerers.
Exactly. We need laws. And as you pointed out, go it to the Congress. They're responsible. It's got to be transparent. I mean, even like the idea that they're going to rewrite Obamacare in secret. They didn't want to hold any.
Rand Paul's really doing it, banging on the door saying, give me a copy.
Yeah, I mean.
Why the hell is that secret? Why are the Republicans writing behind closed doors?
Yeah, they're no classified information. You know, they're not talking about nuclear.
That's one good thing Trump did was he just killed TPP. He says, not my authority. Back to Congress. Yeah. It was never there. I mean, he ought to do the same thing on Obamacare. He must say to the Republicans, what are you doing behind closed doors?
Absolutely. And why? And there ought to be a clamor. There ought to be a bill that Trump should propose that says you can't hold congressional sessions in secret unless you testify that there's a national security purpose. That is what makes the United States different. It's transparent. The reason is, how can you have governed by the consent of the governed?
Yeah, it's in secret.
Yeah, and they don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, I'll give Trump this. He did kill TPP. He's done a lot of good things. That's why the elites are mad at him. We're not here criticizing him. We're trying to give him better advice. I mean, just imagine, like you said, Hillary would have been hitting the iceberg.
Yes, and that's what I want to underscore. Alex, this is not to give people report cards. We're all, you know, we're frail creatures. It's we want to move forward together. We hang together. It's not fault finding. It's
and hey, you've gotten a ton of stuff done in D.C. I mean, on your record, I mean, your whole pedigree getting stuff done for the people has really paid off. This show probably exists because of you getting rid of the fairness doctrine. So good job. And so I think Trump and the rest of the folks and the people should hear this, and we should have a debate. We don't dumb the news down, folks. We have big, complex discussions here because, quite frankly, we're just looking for the thinkers out there that want to, you know, change the world.
And I just want to say a special tribute to Ron Paul. Ron Paul put these items on the agenda when he
helped.
Out
we all helped supporting him set the foundation.
Yes, and he's the inspiration behind this. And when he got no kudos, when he was said he's eccentric and whatever, he was not on talk shows or anything. So we need to remember it was people like him who created the American Revolution.
They're the trailblazers. They found the past we're now building roads on.
And didn't need to get all the glory and all the money.
And let's remember, it's not going to be, the Republic won't be rebuilt today.
No.
I think we've got the momentum, though. I think good things are happening. You can find his latest book, Constitution in Peril, The Life and Death Struggle for Constitution and Democracy, American Empire for the Fall, at Amazon and many other places. Bruce Fine, thanks for coming down to Austin, Texas. Great meeting with you.
Thank you, Alex.
Maybe we'll have you reporting for us soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, we're working on a lot of stuff.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to try a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free by texting FLO to 797979. Text FLOW to 797979. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and get your free bottle by texting FLOW to 797979. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Text FLOW to 797979.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up, Chris Ruddy, the CEO and founder of Newsmax, quote, I spoke to the president about the wiretap story when he was in Mar-a-Lago yesterday. I haven't seen him this pissed off in a long time. Absolutely, and they got photos of him in the New Yorker magazine coming out, and he's also said this, that when they said Sessions recused himself, he just blew up and said, who told him that? Word is, it was Lil Priebus. So why recuse yourself? Why? Why would you have done anything wrong? So that's all coming up. Not a perfect president, but not out to get us. Actually trying to help the people. I want to get this story out of Bloomberg. I mean, you just read this thing. It is so creepy. And you know, here's the deal. I was one of the biggest enemies of the, quote, TSA over the years. But I realize that they're just people with jobs. Most of them think they're fighting radical Islam. Why do we leave our borders open and bring jihadis in unvetted when 99% of the terrorism is Islamic and then make everybody induct themselves through this slave training, which just trains everybody, as even psychologists say, to have pedophiles feed on their kids? And now they say they're going to still grope your genitals, but now without you asking, you're going to be taken to a private room and strip searched. Good God. Can't we just fly? Can't you just leave us alone? I mean, this is so sick. These are internal checkpoints. They wanted the TSA to be a domestic security force under Obama. Bush started it all, but they admitted all that. They want them on the highways. In fact, they are in many areas. You can argue, well, we're keeping you safe. Then control the borders first, and who comes in? Isn't like you're looking for a particular person. Like if there was a bank robber that ran to a train station, shut the trains down, search people. You've got a clear and present danger. You've got probable cause. But you can't just randomly set checkpoints up and say, we're going to search people. And, of course, it's about a power grab to get their hands on your person. I don't blame the individual TSA person, though some have been convicted as pedophiles and stealing stuff. That's just the regular population. That's going to happen. I blame us for letting Congress do this. That's why I finally realized, why am I attacking TSA all day when they're not the ones that are actually doing all this? I mean, I don't care if they're searching your bags and checking stuff, going on an airplane, whatever. Just don't sit there and put us through naked body scanners, and that's not enough. Oh, secondary, we're going to take you to a screening area and take your freaking clothes off. They had that happen 4 or 5 years ago. Remember, folks would fight back. They'd kill them. They'd call the cops in. People die. God almighty, this is slave training. Trump isn't involved in this. I know for a fact Trump didn't like all the TSA crap. That's why he says keep the Islamists out. But you read this thing. A universal comprehensive search may prompt passenger complaints to law enforcement. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration has declined to say exactly where and how employees will be touching air travelers as part of a more invasive physical pat-down procedure it recently ordered. Who ordered that? The head of the agency. But the agency does expect some passengers to consider the examination unusual. In fact, the TSA decided to inform local police in case anyone calls to report an abnormal federal frisking. And if they get this, it'll be like, now we're going to insert our genitalia in your rectum because, you know, there might be a monster in there. I mean, I'm serious. This is just the sky's the limit. According to a memo from an airport trade association obtained by Bloomberg, the physical search for those selected to have one is, the agency described as, a more comprehensive screening, replacing 5 separate kinds of pat-downs that previously used. Strip search, boys and girls. The decision to alert local airport police to raise a question of just how intimate, because they're going to be some screaming and yelling, they're going to be tied down. The agency, oh yeah, that's when they tell a woman, your breasts look good, let's pull those out. The decision to alert, that's happened before, airport police raises a question of how intimate the agency's employees may get. On its website, the TSA says employees use the back of the hands for pat-downs over sensitive areas of the body, like your genitals or breasts. In limited cases, additional screening involved. Here's the big one. A sensitive pat-down with the front of the hands may be needed to determine the threat does not exist in private areas. They said they'll be taken to private areas where prior screening methods indicate the presence of explosives. Yeah. It goes on and on. So we got Chris Reddy coming on here in just a few minutes. I've not plugged one time today because I get so focused on defeating the globalist that I don't think, hey, we have to fund this operation. We have a lot of great products. We're almost sold out of the limited edition Donald Trump lowers for M4s, the 1776 Reborn, President 45. We're about to sell out of X2. We're about to sell out of Brain Force. We're about to sell out of Secret 12. We're about to sell out of Supermel Vitality. About to sell out of Colloidal Silver. A lot of stuff is about to sell out, maybe months, but some of them until we get more. Just, these are great products. Try them for yourself and know you're supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. Also, I have a dream. And I've seen our dreams manifested together. But we're putting out the Trump Pence 2020 shirt because the president's never been under more attack. Nobody's proven himself in modern history to be such Americana as this. So we have the Trump Pence 2020 battle cry shirt. Keeping America Great on the front, on the back, America First in 1776, $9.95. So we make like $4 or $5 on these to fund the operation. But I just want everybody to get these and to wear these and to show these to their friends and family and to just exercise the open defeat of bullies and the open defeat of peer pressure. We can get past the peer pressure. Everything else flows from that. You're going to find, unless you go to some Berkeley event where you get beat up, especially if you're a woman, they're cowards. You're just going to meet like-minded people wearing this Trump Pence 2020 shirt. But regardless, buy a few. Give one to your husband, one to your wife, one to your son, one to your daughter, one to your coworkers, one to your boss. You know, people that are Trump supporters, get them a shirt. Support the broadcast. Get a great shirt. Promote free speech. And just get out there on the ground because the enemy is funding, George Soros is funding all these demonstrations, all these riots, all this AstroTurf garbage. We're not funded by Soros. We're funded by you supporting the broadcast, you getting the products, you getting them out to everybody you know. So take action today. Be part of history. Or listen, go make your own shirt on a third-party site. They got lots of sites so you can make your T-shirt with your own design for like $15 or whatever. Your own Trump Pence 2020 with your own message. Just be involved. Be engaged. If you're a veteran or an active duty, just hold up a sign saying, I support the Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump. You're absolutely authorized to do that under the law. You're supposed to if you're in the military anyways. So what are they going to say to you? They'll probably court-martial. You've probably got Obama people in there, and the president will veto that. I mean, that's we have to have good people put themselves in harm's way politically or through peer pressure or whatever to save the country. They're out there trying to bully everyone into submission. We have to say no. So again, Trump Pence 2020 battle shirt. Get it today, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support and what you're doing. Well, I saw the headline today. It was in a bunch of different newspapers. Of course, Newsmax.com as well. Chris Ruddy, the founder and CEO of Newsmax, who has a membership for many years at Mar-a-Lago Golf Club and Country Club there where Donald Trump lives and owns part of the year. I remember seeing on Friday that Trump got angry and ran down there because he's like, why is Sessions recusing himself? And, you know, what's going on with these wiretaps? So Newsmax CEO, The Hill reports, Trump vows he'll be proven right on wiretaps. I mean, I've got an issue here. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not dumb. They bragged in hundreds of articles a day a month ago that they were surveilling Trump Tower, Flynn, and had these transcripts that now the Intelligence Committee head has reported. There's nothing there. So now they say, oh, we weren't recording you. You're insane. So Chris Ruddy got a chance to talk to the president, who's been friends with him for many years, since he was just a real estate mogul, and he can tell us exactly what happened. Thank you for joining us.
Alex, great to be on with you. Thank you for having me on.
Love the work over at Newsmax. Follow it every day. Wow, so tell us, I mean, it was in the news he was mad, but of course you saw the videos of Bannon yelling at people. What's really going on?
Well, I can't tell you that I know everything that's going on. I did meet the president twice on Saturday. I saw him during the lunch hour and then at dinner time. And you've met him. You can tell when he's happy, and I think you can probably pick up when he's not happy. And he didn't seem very happy. He seemed to be a little angry about what had happened. And he had tweeted out that morning that Obama had wiretapped him and surveilled his campaign at Trump Towers. And he repeated to me, he said he knew details of the process of what happened. He thought it was outrageous. It was Watergate-level stuff. It was McCarthyism, and he wanted to make sure that we were covering, the press was covering it. Because remember, he just got off the golf course, and I said, of course, everybody's talking about it. And he was not happy, and I think, Obama, I have talked to a lot of people on that Trump campaign, and I think there's about 100% consensus of people that worked on that campaign, especially the leadership, that they were surveilled by federal authorities at one point or another. And I don't know how that all worked. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just telling you as a reporter, and that's what I was reporting on Newsmax and my blog, the facts on that.
Well, I mean, I've rarely seen him angry. I mean, there's photos of him coming out of the White House after the argument. He looks really pissed off. We're seeing the angry Donald Trump here. And I agree with him. I mean, the Attorney General met as the one of the heads of the Armed Services Committee with a Russian twice. Everybody did that. Pelosi did. It's on record. They asked if he was involved in the campaign as a surrogate. If they talked about the campaign, he said no. So why the hell would he recuse himself?
So let's just peel this onion, Alex, with your audience, okay? James Clapper, who was Obama's chief of national intelligence, was just on Meet the Press yesterday. He said they did a massive investigation. They found no evidence, okay, nothing, that showed collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. So why, what is the collusion? Because Sessions met with the Russian ambassador as an official, as a senator, which is very common at that level. But you know what's even more common is political campaigns meet with foreign diplomats and foreign officials all the time. I'm sure Hillary's team had meetings with foreign officials. It's very common. Nothing wrong and nefarious about that. And considering Trump wanted to reset the relationship with Russia, I happen to disagree that I think it's not going to work out, but I also think it's okay for Trump to try. That they had some meetings, to me, is not unusual. And by Obama's own national intelligence report, there was no collusion. So then you look at beyond that and you start thinking, well, why are they hyping this story day and night and even demanding a recusal of the Attorney General? Let's go back. When Obama targeted conservative nonprofits and political groups, he had a lady at the IRS who ran the unit who was over in his White House 24 times. It made no sense why she was over there. She testified, took the Fifth Amendment repeatedly to not disclose what happened and Obama's involvement. There was never a call for a special prosecutor. People got let off on that. It was an egregious abuse of power. And meanwhile, they're screaming because Trump's people met with the Russian ambassador a couple of times. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. So what are they doing? Just playing on the public's ignorance of how politics at that level works? I mean, what, they just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it.
Well, look, they don't have... They're very afraid of Donald Trump. He just beat a very popular Democrat who spent $1.5 billion. You know, and I've talked about this before, the best book, I think, on the Trump presidency is David Horowitz's book called Big Agenda. And he says in Big Agenda, and everybody scoffed at it when the book first came out, it's now like 3 or 4 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. But David said in Big Agenda that Obama was going to create a government in exile to stop Trump.
And now he's done exactly that. So either he was dead right or they're copying what Horowitz said.
Well, no.
I know. Obama always planned to do it, yeah.
Well, Horowitz says in his book that basically Obama is an Alinsky guy. He's a Saul Alinsky, rules for radicals, and he realizes what he's doing. He doesn't want to give Trump a minute to breathe. He doesn't want him to compromise with the Democrats and work on things that benefit the country like infrastructure. So look at this. They leaked the president's most confidential discussions with heads of state, two heads of state that we know, Mexico and Australia. These are super secret documents. President gets on the phone with a head of state. Within several hours of those conversations, those ultra-secret documents were leaked by Obama holdovers to the Washington Post, other media.
And there's no dirt there, so they've committed the crime, and they're trying to turn it around now and say they never did it.
Well, there was no dirt, but there was a little bit of embarrassing stuff in there, things that people mocked Trump for saying or whatever. But the point is, it's a crime. Nobody's calling for a special card. Why aren't the media and CNN talking about that? And they're talking about a couple of meetings with the Russian ambassador. Now, look, I'm all for investigations. I'm a member of the press. I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat. Every side should be held accountable. Well, what I really detest from the media is the fact they only go after Republicans. And they give Democrats a free pass.
I totally agree. And his approval rating is only going up. I think this is backfiring. And Chris Reddy, CEO and founder of Newsmax.com. I mean, what do you think about this overall climate?
Well, I think it's difficult climate for the president. But I think the polling numbers, when you ask likely voters, he actually comes out pretty good. Because the public's seeing through some of this. You know, the things that the media is saying and the Washington establishment. So I think he has a real shot. Look, that speech he gave before Congress was one of the best speeches. I saw the president.
It was one of the best ever. That's why he's so pissed, reportedly. You talked to him, though, that the fact that he got overshadowed by the stupid Sessions thing.
Well, he never raised Sessions. I never talked to him about Sessions. That was not even a discussion.
Well, let me ask you this. Then, what else did he say?
Well, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
I'm sure. I know you guys are. No, I mean.
No. We didn't. What he did say was when I asked him later in the meeting, he said, how's the press story developing on this? I said, well, they're coming out with claim denials. He said, look, they're going to investigate it, and his truth will come out, and I will be proven right. And I put that on my Newsmax blog. So he knows more than he's revealing. Now, he didn't
well, of course, he's the president. Plus, the Intelligence Committee head says they have all the recordings, and there's nothing there. So they did surveilling.
Well, and if you look at the denials that are coming out, they're not really, they're lawyerly denials. They'll say, well, President Obama did not order it, or it was not ordered against Trump Tower.
Or Trump doesn't have proof.
Well, he was very confident in the information that he gave to me and to the public. So I think we should give him the benefit of the doubt, and there should be an investigation like he said.
Well, sure, but I mean, Chris.
Why do they assume he's making it up?
You follow the news every day like I do. Remember they were like, we have Flynn, we have transcripts, New York Times, it's all this stuff. And when the Congress finally got it, it was nothing. I mean, they put out lies claiming they had surveillance. They did. It didn't show anything. So now Trump wants Congress to release it so everybody can see they committed crimes, and all he's doing is working for the people.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a very difficult job for this president because he's not a politician. He's not an insider, and they really want to torpedo him, frankly. And Obama's working day and night. His holdovers.
No, and I agree. And I think he's genuinely pissed that he really wants to help the average person and even corporations. And he just can't believe it. He kept saying during that first speech to Congress, he kept saying, work with me. All I'm trying to do is help the country. What's your problem? And then Pelosi wouldn't even stand up when he talked about getting people jobs and stopping illegals, murdering people, and they booed that. I mean, where do you, Chris, you're a smart guy. I don't just say that, Patrick Rousing. You're obviously a smart guy. Where do you see all this going? I mean, right now in your gut, I mean, I think Trump's going to succeed, but boy, these are dangerous waters. And I'm actually upset. I don't get off on the Democrats being so dumb, having press conferences with Maxine Waters saying Russia invaded Korea and Bush is still in office, Pelosi. I mean, the Democrats keep saying on their own shows, isn't it time for new leadership? And Pelosi's like, no, we're doing wonderful. So, I mean, I guess that's maybe our best friend is that they're so disconnected.
Well, I don't know how disconnected they are. They seem to be pretty organized in attacks against the president. I don't know where it's all going, frankly. I do think that, I believe that Trump is in the right on most of the stuff that he's been saying. The issue is he is still in a bit of a campaign mode using their Twitter. I think they're going to need to readjust that. And if somebody asked me, nobody's asked me, I would advise them to use Twitter in a different way. But I would continue to do what he's doing, which is going directly to the American people, including like going on shows like yours or Newsmax or others, and talking to them and not get angry at the media. Just bypass them and ignore them. It'll drive them crazy.
That's exactly, in closing, Chris, that's exactly what I said last night in a special report. I said, Mr. President, you put out these tweets that are great, that are true, when you say, hey, they admit they surveilled me. Well, yeah, but you got to put a link to where they said it. If you put a link to like a briefing report, maybe Newsmax helped him or Breitbart did or whatever, and then the facts he's laying out, then it's incontrovertible. They can just deny a tweet. I mean, what if he did, say, twice a week, a 30-minute fireside chat like Roosevelt did, where he had, like, a big computer screen with production where he just shows his facts and then totally proves where they're lying, but then also talks about what he's done for the people, totally bypassing him. I think not even in a negative attack way, but actually saying what he's doing. I think that's what he needs to do.
Oh, I agree. That would be very powerful. You know, back in the day, Ross Perot really caught fire when he did a couple of those seminars nationally. This was before there was Fox News or radio shows like yours or even Newsmax. And he
went to number one with just a few of those.
Yeah. People eat it up because they're talking not about the showing facts and showing a plan. And I do think, I've never seen him more excited than when he talks about job programs. He really wants to restore the American worker and the employment situation in this country. And he's really motivated by it. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if he does send a tweet or two. If he brings economic growth back to the levels that he says he wants to, we're going to be in good shape, and he will win re-election.
Well, undoubtedly, he knows he can move quicker with executive action instead of trying to pass laws in Congress. But a lot of folks say, well, do it through Congress, then it's bulletproof. But absolutely, he knows that if he just takes the foot off our neck that the globalists put there, it'll be so explosive that we're going to be voting Trump Republicanism for another 50 years, 100 years, like Bannon says. But I think that's why we're in such a death battle. The Democrats now call it a death battle to bring down Trump, because it's like the end of their world. They're like kamikazes in 1945 coming into the Lexington in the Pacific Ocean. They're not going to give up, Chris.
Well, I hate to say it, they are a little bit like caged animals. They lost the House, the Senate. They're not going to gain many seats in the Senate in the next election. They've lost control of 33 states. There's only six states they control. The only big one is California. The other little states like Rhode Island and Delaware, they're in bad shape. They're going to lose control of the judiciary. Everywhere across the country, I don't think they've smelled the coffee yet. They're not in a good position. And instead of trying to work and get things done, they're playing the obstruction role here. And I think it's backfiring with the American people.
That's right. When the Republicans played obstruction, it's blocking the globalist agenda. It was good because the people wanted that. Now the people want freedom. They want prosperity. They want America back. They want 1950 2.0 for everybody. And they just better get out of the way. And that's not bravado. That's just a historical fact. All right. Well, Chris Ruddy, Newsmax.com. We got 60 seconds left. Thanks for popping in with this exclusive here with us. Any final points?
Well, I'm pushing the book, David Horowitz, Big Agenda. Get it. It's the best book on the Trump presidency.
Oh, we want him back on. He was on. He was great. So let's get him back on next week.
I'm going to tell him right now that he's coming on. You're the most important show on the Internet.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, that's from Newsmax. The Big Agenda, I haven't read it yet. I know I read his, 12 years ago, I read his Unholy Alliance. I thought it was crazy. Now it all came true. Horowitz is smart.
Well, he understands because he was a former leftist revolutionary, and he came over to our side. So he knows how they work.
Tried his parents were communists. All right, Chris, great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Alex.
That's amazing. I read two of his books, and I mean, I was reading these going, this guy is just out of control fear, and then it all came true. You got to pay attention to David Horowitz. I just can't believe these people are that evil. I mean, they are just control freaks who literally know they're making us poor and want to control everybody. And it's so uncool. I got Owen Schroyer taking over. He does a great job. He hosts the Sunday Show. I guess he's hosting today. A lot of times David Knight does. They all do a great job. We're going to be adding more shows here soon. I hope to work with GCN on that as well. But I want to start going live the next few months with shows at 4 a.m. so that we get to jump on all the news and analysis. I mean, really, I've learned the morning and the day is the time. I mean, nighttime's great, but we're so geared towards the nightly news, and everything's kind of stacked up on that. And that's they do a great job of the nightly news, but I want to get like 6, 7, 8 more video, TV operators, producers, folks who can run a multimedia TV network / radio network, and some other crew I want to get in here, and some other hosts, and I'm just all in. I'm just spending everything we got just to expand the face of this, because I'm not going to sit here later and lose this thing and wish I wouldn't have gone 100%. If I go 100% and we lose, I got God to deal with, and I know I feel good. My fear is if I don't go 100% and then we lose, then it's my fault. And so we're going 100% as best we can. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I said very humbly, I ask for your prayers and ask for your financial support, because I only plug once today. They're like, every segment you got to plug, Alex, we need to bring money in. But just get the nutraceuticals, get the T-shirts, get the non-GMO seeds, get the heirloom seeds, get the water filtration systems, InfoWarsStore.com. We're not funded by the globals. We're not funded by big money. We're just funded by you. 50% off the new Trump Pence 2020 shirt, keeping America great. America first since 1776. All right. I'm going to go ahead and end this transmission myself. The fourth hour will be hosted by the mighty SJW Slayer, Owen Schroyer. From the Show Me State, Missouri, now in Austin, Texas. Straight ahead in T-minus 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.